To Have and to Hold by USA Today best-selling Christian fiction author Joy Ohagu. Written by Joy Ohagu. Narrated by Stephanie Quinn. 1. Sharon Parsons Carter irresistibly fixed her eyes on the rearview mirror while driving away from her parents' home, hands trembling and eyes clouded with tears. This was supposed to turn out differently. They were supposed to like him and accept him and agree to her marriage to him. But that didn't happen. Instead, her parents issued a strong rejection of her marrying Ash, even after they'd gotten married. When Ash returned from combat, she'd hoped the time he'd spent away would be enough to bridge the gap between him and her parents, but it hadn't been. She had planned a wedding in her head that had all of her family in attendance, but it had none of them in it. As it seemed, life had other plans. Now, as she moved to her new marital home alone, she swiped the tears from her face. She wouldn't sweep away her part in this because it had been her choice to marry a man who didn't know Christ and expect those around her to applaud her decision. Sharon decided to focus on the road and to keep her eyes ahead of her. She also decided to keep her vision in front of her, instead of casting it to the past and her parents' rejection of the man she married. That was why she'd kept the marriage a secret. To avoid this disappointment. No matter how hard she tried, Sharon still felt the disappointment in knowing her parents didn't attend her wedding, even though every day she had dreamed they would not only be a part of it, but also be the stars of it. Had she been marrying somebody else?